Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
On ESPN Lincoln.
Welcome back into the morning hookup. Today is Tuesday, not Monday. As I've forgotten several times. Hope everything is going okay. I'm Will Wilson, joined by Elijah Herbal. Bill Hooks will be back with us tomorrow morning.
Speaking of the fact that it's Tuesday, you do anything for your MLK Day? Anything special?
No. No. I sat around and watched basketball. A lot of basketball on yesterday.
There was.
NBA always having a lot of games on MLK Day. Went out to the farm with my dad. No, did not do anything special. Did you?
I worked. I was here doing the show over on our sister station, the morning show on 1240 KFOR.
Oh, you did?
That was an early wake-up call.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if it's probably been talked about in this show, but I was in the work health and safety protocols all last week.
That's right.
As I have now gained my immunity to both Delta and Omicron. I am an Omicron survivor. And it was an early wake-up call. Like, not having to be at work last week, that meant I was sleeping in as like long as I wanted because I didn't have anything to do all day.
Yep.
So then yesterday when the alarm went off at 4:45, that one hurt me deep down in my soul. So worked the morning show.
Well, good to have you back, man. Yeah, that's not fun, but, you know, you are healthy now.
Oh, I've never felt better in my life.
But as in, you are safe from this COVID stuff, because you've had two strains, you know.
I think I told you that. I'm just collecting my Infinity Stones.
You are. You got two already.
You got two.
You're going to get the third soon.
See, I missed out on original Corona. That's I don't have my immunity. So if the original Corona comes back, which it seems like I'm no healthcare expert, but it seems like we're well past that point.
I'd hope.
I mean, if that comes back, I'm done for. It's over for me. But I got Delta. I got Omicron. We'll see what's next. I'm just taking these. It's like tanks at a, or darts at a tank for me. COVID just like trying, and it's like, nah, it's not getting past this immunity, baby.
You can't catch a break, man.
This immune system's going crazy right now.
You can't. It's strong. It's strong, and that's why you're here right now. So, that's the breaking news. Elijah Herbal is now out of COVID protocols. Before we get into anything else, I mentioned last hour that I wanted to bring something up. So Bill Hooks, he's in Arizona with a ton of old high school friends, like guys he hasn't seen in years. They played baseball together in high school. So he posted a photo with them, and he also posted a photo of them four in high school. Have you seen this photo?
I did not take a good look at it. I saw that he did post this, though.
Go to his profile.
Yeah, I got it.
And look at the photo. Now, I don't know if they're in the same formation as they were in this high school photo.
I don't know which one Bill Hooks is.
None of them look like Bill. Not a single one of them look like Bill. 3, 8, 5, and
I'm trying to go based on height here, and I still can't figure out which is which.
No. So Bill, in the one they took in Arizona just recently, he's the third person from the left. So in the high school photo, the person third from the left, it does not look like Bill. And then there's three other dudes that do not look like Bill. I don't know. I'm confused. So
he's.
I'll have to talk to him about this tomorrow, because is him? Is he actually in that photo? If he is, I'd love to know which one, because none of them look like Bill. Go to his profile on Twitter, and you'll see what we're talking about. And maybe you see something that we don't see. Maybe one of them does look like Bill.
This This is a monthly test of the emergency alert system for broadcast stations and cable systems of Nebraska in cooperation with the FCC and other government authorities. Equipment is being tested that can quickly provide warnings during emergencies. If this had been an actual emergency, official information, news, or instructions would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Right, and see Trout as he's heading to Virginia next year to play for Tony Bennett. But Elijah, it's 10 o'clock. Every single day at 10 o'clock, we do what's trending at 10, so get your stories ready. Let's do this.
Manziel will be cut at the start of the year.
Do you think that Kyrie is worth all of this drama?
New fallout from the Astros cheating scandal, with some Astros players taking heat for how they're apologizing for the cheating.
By the way, that Grand Island North Star game is tonight at 7:20 over on KFOR. All right, let's get into some things. I want to talk about Kirk Ferentz to lead this off. So he got extended. He got his contract extension. He's getting paid quite a bit of money. I think it was like $24 million is what the contract extension was. And we know in the past they've had trouble. You know, Chris Doyle, their former strength conditioning coach, and, you know, just a lot of players who are black had a lot of bad things to say about their experiences there. And they're mostly people with, you know, who were black. Most white people didn't have bad things to say. So it just did not look good. And Kirk got extended. And then it came out quickly after that he got rid of an advisory panel that he had in place since all those accusations and things went down. Yeah, there was reports saying that he disbanded the group, dissolved it, which wasn't a good look. You know, hey, I just got all this money. I don't need this anymore. That's what everyone was saying. Well, quickly after that, Ferentz came back and said that, no, that's not true. I did not disband anything. It's still a thing. It was just reset. So, we don't quite know what went down, Elijah, but not a good look.
Okay, so the six-point summary I found of this was that the committee was instituted. It made some quick changes within the Iowa program. But there was disagreement between the committee and the coaching staff of how much change was actually needed. So the committee came in and gave all their findings and made recommendations, and Iowa made changes based on that. But the committee felt that there was still more to do. The coaches felt like the stuff they had put in place was good, and the committee didn't. Especially the head of the committee, whose name is escaping me right now, but he was pushing for more. And the coaches were starting to get annoyed. And the committee, in response to there, went kind of scorched earth and said, well, if you're not going to take our recommendations here, we're going to recommend that Kirk Ferentz is shown the door, that he gets fired. That if he's not going to listen to every single one of our recommendations here, that means that he is creating a hostile environment. He needs to go. And Ferentz got extended instead. And he said, well, if the committee wanted me gone and the athletic department disagrees with the committee and I disagree with the committee, why do we have this committee? That's kind of the 6-point thing here was like, well, if I've put in the things that I like and the athletic department likes the changes I've made enough that they're going to extend me, why do we need to keep this committee around, which is obviously not, that does not have the best interest of the football program at heart, or what he believes the best interest of the football program at heart, and the athletic program as a whole.
It's a weird situation, isn't it, over in Iowa? Moving on. So we got news that Netflix is starting a docuseries on golf.
Yes.
PGA. Like, they're going to be following some golfers. I think Spieth is going to be followed. Justin Thomas, maybe. I don't remember all the players who
they need it. They got to have Koepka and DeChambeau. They don't have Koepka and DeChambeau.
It's going to be tough. You can't get everyone. But I think that would be a good get. Well, it looks like they're also going to be doing one on tennis. Netflix is. They got deals with the ATP, the WTA, and the four Grand Slam tournaments. And get this, a crew has already begun covering the Australian Open and the drama surrounding Novak Djokovic. So imagine when that airs. Now that's going to be fun to go back and watch and see that whole situation.
Well, and these type of shows have really been taking over, giving you the inside look. I know there was Drive to Survive on Formula One.
Yes.
Did you ever get a chance to catch any of those? I caught about one whole season.
I know a lot of people liked it.
It got a lot of people, into Formula One, where the ratings of Formula One in America have gone up a lot since that show was released on Netflix. It's a pretty entertaining show. It's in the same vein as Hard Knocks, the same vein as Last Chance U, where it's getting the behind-the-scenes look, the things you usually don't get to see based on the traditional outside media reporting. It gets an inside scoop, and I think everyone likes getting that inside look at some of their favorite athletes, of what are my favorite athletes actually doing. I know I personally really enjoyed the All or Nothing series on Amazon, where they've done one on Michigan, the Dallas Cowboys, a couple soccer teams throughout Europe. There's the Sunderland Till I Die show on Netflix as well. All these shows have just been incredible.
I watched that one.
Yeah. All of these shows have been incredible. And I've enjoyed, like, there's been sports I don't care about F1. I don't care about Formula One, really. Like, yeah. I think there's some fun aspects, but I'm not going to be tuning into F1 every single morning. I'll tune into the big races whenever there's excitement. I'll catch the highlights.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have even caught the highlights before I watched Drive to Survive. It got me interested in it. Give me all the behind the scenes content you can, because I'll eat it up.
That's awesome.
It's so much into the drama is great. Just seeing these prime athletes at the peaks of their game is incredible. It's great.
Till this day, I still go back and watch the first season of Last Chance U. I mean, the content that they were able to capture from that football team in that season is pure luck. Luck, and it's just amazing that how they captured it. I mean, that brawl on the field. Yeah, just incredible. You're right. Just the behind-the-scenes stuff is, we eat it up. Moving on, it looks like the Raiders got rid of their GM, Mike Mayock, which is kind of a big deal. You know, he's been there for a while. Of course, Gruden resigned during the season. And, do you think this was going to happen no matter what because of everything that happened with Gruden?
I actually found myself just a little bit surprised.
Me too.
I mean, he had issues, obviously, in evaluating character. There was a lot of character problems he had within the team, but also he did a great job turning that roster around. The Raiders for 10-15 years were one of the worst teams in the NFL, and he stepped in, him and Gruden, and really turned that program around, got them to the playoffs this season, got a lot of guys that were unheralded. I'm talking Darren Waller. I'm talking Zay Jones was a practice squad player with the Bills who never really panned out, and they went and got him, and he's been performing great. DeSean Jackson was a guy who was bouncing around at journeyman in recent years, and they got him, and he performed admirably.
Didn't have the best game against the Bengals.
But he performed admirably in replacement of a very talented Henry Ruggs.
Yeah.
You can say what you will about Mike Mayock's ability to evaluate character, which he wasn't able to do well, but damn, could he evaluate talent.
Well, and let's give props to their coach, too. Rick, is it Bisaccia?
Bisaccia.
I think this goes to show what kind of dude he is, and we've heard a lot of players come out and really speak high about this guy. There's a photo that went viral on Twitter after they lost. It was Coach Rick, or is it Rich or Rick?
Rich.
It's Rich, thank you. Rich was in his Cincinnati hotel personally handwriting letters to all of his players, thanking them for their hard work. That's just, I don't know, it speaks a lot. Not many coaches would take the time to do that. And he, of course, was brought into a tough situation, too. Head coach getting resigned and... You know, hey, you're the head coach now with the team that's lost a ton of talent. I mean, I don't know. That's a cool story, I think.
But my confusion here is he still took a pretty talented team to the playoffs.
They were in the hole, man.
But I'm not going to discount the job that he has done.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's not like he took a team that had 4-win talent and took them to the playoffs. Mike Mayock built a talented team for him, especially when you look at that defense.
Give credit to Mike.
That front seven, he did a great job developing an offensive line, giving talent to Derek Carr to be able to work with. I mean, it was a pretty talented Raiders team, and a lot more talented than the teams we have seen since their Super Bowl era of the early 2000s. A lot more talent is built by Mike Mayock, and now you're going to show him the door. I think from a PR perspective, it might be a move you had to make just based on all the drama you've had off the field for the Raiders this season, but I wonder if this is going to set them back.
Next up, the Winter Olympics are getting closer. I think early February is when they get down. And we know that a lot of the, officials, United States officials, are not going. They're protesting, right? But they're sending athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a story out that apparently the U.S. athletes heading to the Winter Olympics are being told to leave their personal phones behind in America amid security concerns. Team USA has actually encouraged Americans competing in games to instead take burner phones to prevent potential surveillance. This, you know, if I was an athlete heading over there, I don't know what I'd be thinking right now. I'd definitely be kind of scared, you know, hearing this. Like, what should I be expecting here? I can't bring my phone. Like, what the heck? So, Elijah, give me your thoughts on all this. Looks like they're going to have to be bringing burner phones if they don't want to get their, you know, financial information stolen. What do you think of this?
China's already tracking us all. Not to get conspiracy theorist on you here, but let's be honest. Like, if China wanted to track you, China's already been tracking you. China's been tracking all their citizens for years. You really think that they're not going to be tracking citizens from around the world? If they care about you, they don't care about me, I don't think. I don't think they care about Will Wilson.
No, they don't.
But if they want to track you, I'm sure they already can.
Yeah, they are. Although I don't have TikTok. I never have, so maybe it's a little tough for
them. That's what I'm saying. It's like Americans were willingly signing up for TikTok, which was funded by the Chinese government.
The U.S. government was telling us to delete TikTok, and everyone was continuing to download it.
Like, if you have a Facebook account, if you got a Twitter account, if you got an Instagram, like whatever, I'm sure China's already got your information. And if they want to be tracking you, they can.
Nonetheless.
So what's the point of going?
But why does this have to be, like, this is the Olympics here. This should not have to happen. You should not force your athletes to bring burner phones, right? I mean, do something about it. Make sure they're not tracking.
It's like a political strike of the Olympics. So all the athletes are going, but like politically, Americans are like, we're not going to recognize it.
Yeah.
So maybe it's more political posturing. Who knows?
By the way, the speed trials have actually been very fun to watch. Speed skating is one of the most fun things to watch, I think.
I'm really bummed because I missed the curling trials up in Omaha. I wanted to go catch it with my friends, and all my friends are like, oh, I'm busy.
We
I'm not that
it.
Interested. I'm like, are you kidding me?
We
like,
missed
you
it.
Go watch. I'll go. Yeah. Drink a couple tall boys and watch some curling. That sounds electric.
Well, I think we've been over this, too. They give you beer in a curling thing.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that you push on the ice. Yeah, they give you beer in one of those. Sounds fun. Next time.
I
promise you next time I'm there. I don't even think you asked me to go, but we'll talk about that later.
I think I mentioned it after the fact and went, like, I couldn't find anybody to go with.
And like, I was like, I would have went. Yeah. That's not on you. That's on me for not making it known that I would have enjoyed watching curling. Next up, the Chiefs scored so many touchdowns.
I was going to get to this one. You stole mine. But
well, we both talk, you know, they ran out of fireworks. They even put a message on the big screen that says, Chiefs fans, we are sorry to report, but due to your support and the Chiefs continually finding the end zone, we have run out of touchdown fireworks. Please direct all of your complaints to your nearest Fans First booth. So that's pretty funny. They put up a lot of points, Elijah. On the Steelers, and they look good. They're playing good. The Bills and the Chiefs. Man, is that going to be a good game this weekend?
I'm super excited. You'd think be a high-scoring affair. They better get more fireworks for next week.
You think it's going to be?
Do you think this is an issue the Chiefs scoring too? I mean, they scored a lot of points, but they've scored more in their history. Was this a supply chain issue?
Maybe. I mean, you got to be prepared. You have to have as many fireworks. I mean, 60 is definitely possible. You got to have 60 touchdowns worth of
60
fireworks.
60 points worth?
Or well, like... and field goals. Because they probably shoot them off for field goals too, right? So, I don't know. You Chiefs, you got to be prepared. You go all out. Go all
it
out.
It's
just Missouri. So. You're telling me they're on a fireworks shortage in Missouri?
just go. What's that big red building when you cross the border? Is that Shelton Fireworks? Just go stop by there.
Well, there's 20 of them, and you just want to stop by every one of them, but... You know, you never do. But what's trending at 10? Do you have anything else you want to bring up?
I just wanted to get into the Cowboys fans crying on the on TV with 4 or 5 minutes left to go in the game.
Best tradition each year.
Okay, actually, and speaking of that Cowboys game, we got to get into the ending.
Okay.
But before we get to Brian Munson, I know he's eagerly awaiting coming on with us, but the ending of that one, a lot of people mad about the refs. Oh, well, why is this ref running... Why is he 40 yards behind the play here trying to come up and set the ball? Well, why are the Cowboys running a quarterback draw with 14 seconds left to go? Silly decision.
Stupid.
It may be enough to get Mike McCarthy fired. In my opinion, it should be.
It's definitely not cold right now. His seat.
Terrible, terrible play call. Apparently, Kellen Moore made it, but
yeah.
McCarthy was on headset and okayed it himself. This isn't college football. The clock doesn't stop, should it? That might be a conversation for another day. I wouldn't be mad if in the final 2 minutes, not like until the chains are set, but give 3 to 5 seconds where the clock just automatically stops and then you get it going again.
I could maybe get there with you. Yeah.
I could possibly get there. Not the rest of the game, just the final 2 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
In the final 2 minutes, you just get a couple seconds, 3 to 5 seconds, where if you get the first down, clock stops. Because like you go watch the screen, like the chains aren't even close to being set.
Yeah, just do the chain thing like college does. Mm-hmm. It's I don't know why.
Like in the ref's defense of that one, the Cowboys did set the ball about 3 yards ahead of where it should have been set.
Yeah.
And then when the ref came in trying to get it, he was still about 2 yards ahead of where the ball should have been placed. So, like, you can't be mad at the refs here. They're doing the right thing. The rule makes sense.
Now,
you got to be mad at your play caller for calling a quarterback draw with 14 seconds left to go.
Also, good coaching by San Fran to not take a timeout. Because I think that's the main thing the Cowboys were trying to do was to get the 49ers to take a timeout, and they didn't. Okay. I also may be thinking of a different play than what you're talking about. But, you know, give Cowboys credit. They did come back and try and tie. Same with the Raiders, even though those games kind of looked out of hand for most of the time. You know, it could have been close, so. That's what's going on with What's Trending at 10. We got to take a break. When we come back, Brian Munson with HuskerOnline.com. He's going to join the show. We're talking everything recruiting with him. Chubba Purdy, the two running back commits we got. A Lincoln High 2023 wide receiver who Nebraska is apparently looking at.
Before we go, there was some talk this week of why has the official like Huskers, why has no one made a statement about Zach Taylor and what he did. 3 minutes ago, Husker Football tweeted out, "This deserves its own tweet. Congratulations, Coach Zach Taylor, on incredible season. Keep it going. Hashtag ProBigRed." So there was talk of, like, it seems a little strange of why Nebraska hasn't recognized one of their own Zach Taylor for what he's done in the NFL playoffs. We have now finally gotten after pressure from the
fans.
Was
that a big talking point over the weekend?
There was people on Twitter complaining, like, saying, like, if anyone else, like, you're talking about Ndamukong Suh and Lavonte David, saying good luck to them in the playoffs, and no one has mentioned a thing about Zach Taylor.
Can we relax? This is the cancel culture stuff that we all complain about. Like, we're going to get it out at some point.
Maybe.
Give them time. You're telling me they were not going to tweet anything out congratulating Zach?
Well, why did it take them 4 days to do it?
You know people who work in that department. Are they smart?
Yeah, I could see them missing it, honestly.
Wow. Wow. Low blow there from Elijah Herbal.
Well, it's not top of mind. It's not top of mind. Whenever you're not actually playing in the NFL, that's probably not a top of mind thing. And they all had MLK Day off. So now you're getting in on a Tuesday morning. You finally got your chance to make your graphic on a Tuesday morning. I guess I get it. Especially when you see people on Twitter saying, like, why haven't you done one? And you go, oh, you know what? You're right. I am an idiot here who didn't post anything for Zach Taylor.
I'm sure they were.
They're humans, too.
Thank you.
They're humans, too.
Let's take a break. And Brian Munson with HuskerOnline.com. He'll join the show next.